I'm Paula Secker Johnston. I'm the enrollment director for the Yoga to Life program. Sasha Cohen, our mentor coach, is with us this afternoon. And we are here to tell you more about the program and provide a brief coaching session and answer any questions and answers that you might have. So I'm not going to ask everybody to mute themselves because that seemed to be when we got the worst of the echoing. We'll just start right into some information about the program and about, I'm going to ask Sasha to give us a little bit more information about herself and how she got into coaching and how she got into yoga and how those two trainings complement each other.
Thank you, Paula. This is Sasha. If you're not driving, let's take a moment to just ground and get centered for our call, especially in light of the technical difficulties that we're still experiencing. So close your eyes and find a tall spine. And take a very full breath into your body. Open mouth, exhale. And just notice what's present for you on a somatic level. How are you feeling in your body today? And I invite you to inquire as to what is drawing you towards this work. And can you make more space in your heart and mind to explore the possibilities of adding life coaching to working with your students and your clients? Take a moment to imagine what that could look like. And notice where you feel that. And keep that intention strong as we move to the next 15 or 20 minutes or so of our call. And as you're ready, just slowly flutter your eyes open and arrive. So welcome, everyone. My name is Sasha. Thanks, Paula, for your introduction and your technical savvy, much better than mine. So my journey to become a life coach and yoga instructor has been incredibly synchronistic. As a former tennis professional, I was drawn to yoga to heal an injury, and then, like most students, fell in love. And as my competitive and teaching days waned in the tennis world, I found it to be the perfect segue into teaching yoga, which I've been manifesting for about 5 years. And prior to that, about 15 years ago, life coaching found me, and I was immediately drawn to this collaborative work because I'm so passionate about empowering others to shine their brightest light. At its core, coaching builds a co-creative relationship around change. It's a collaborative process where the client's agenda, namely their interests, their challenges, and their goals, are the primary focus. So coaching invites clients to show up fully in their lives, in authenticity and alignment, and with grace, just like yoga. I've been in private practice for many years. When I was introduced to this unique program through the Coach Training Alliance, I found it to be a brilliant marriage of my two passions.
Can you talk a little bit more about how they complement each other and how it relates to bringing your yoga to life?
Sure. When you develop these teaching and coaching skills, you're in a powerful position to impact people in a myriad of ways, which is why I feel so deeply aligned with this industry and this program. I've become more effective in each of my roles as a yoga teacher and as a mentor coach because the process of both is incredibly congruent. I find I weave coaching themes into my yoga classes, and I use the asana practice as a tool to coach my clients. They're completely intertwined, which makes them easily and effortlessly accessible, whether you're a teacher or a student or a coach. Personally, I often draw on my yoga practice to work through challenging client situations. I ground myself, I breathe, and stay focused on the client's agenda. For me, the benefits have shown up in many, many opportunities to reach a vast audience and share my knowledge and wisdom around how yoga and coaching complement each other perfectly. Just as yogis guide us through our practice, Yoga to Life will teach participants how to be a guide to others in overcoming blocks and creating growth outside of the studio.
So you mentioned that our yoga practice prepares us for this already. Can you give everybody some tips on how they can get started?
Absolutely. As a student and teacher of yoga, you already have the tools to become an effective coach. On our mats, we set an intention, we create awareness and support staying in alignment. We know what it's like to have a somatic experience dropping out of our minds and into our hearts. And as a mentor coach, these tools have been proven to be incredibly effective. As a participant in our 12-week Yoga to Life training, you will learn the roadmap and success strategies to further develop the necessary skills and guiding principles to become an embodied mentor coach. In addition, what is unique to this coaching program is that you have a built-in community, which is immensely interactive and provides instant feedback. So a little exercise for everyone to try. We remember in our yoga, we set an intention, we create awareness and tap into the subtle nuances of alignment. So I would like to ask you to notice the way that you naturally interact with others, just on a daily basis, whether in the studio or outside, and maybe explore opportunities where coaching might help. For example, the next time you personally are facing a challenge or having a conversation with someone who says they are, for example, ready for a shift in their life. Ask them what that could look like. What fear may be holding them back? Where is their resistance showing up? So you want to guide them to focus on their agenda and their intention, and then simply sit back and watch what happens. You'll notice a huge shift when you allow someone to solve their own challenges.
So the training program will provide the tools to become a coach. Can you explore those tools a little bit more, and can you speak to the professional, personal, and financial benefits of becoming a coach?
Yeah, that's a great question. Coaching is a vastly expanding professional business. It's become more and more mainstream in the past 10 years. And as a part-time or full-time yoga teacher, you will add a fulfilling supplement to your career. Having the skills to work with your students and clients both on the mat and off enhances your marketability, creates value, and increases professional growth. Financially, it will provide an additional revenue stream. You'll have more tools to effectively meet your students where they are in a broader capacity. And as Sean Korn, my mentor, always says, and I love this quote of hers, yoga is constantly reflecting back to us exactly where we are. So I feel there's this beautiful and unique synthesis between yoga and coaching. And we align with these principles in each class that we teach, much like the synthesis of breath and movement. And so I would encourage you to enroll in this next 12-week program. In teacher training, we learn how to guide a class. And in this course, you will learn how to guide a coaching session. You'll develop new skills and practice techniques used by coaches to clarify an intention, create awareness, shift perspective, move through challenges, and strive towards growth. And as you go deeper into your training, you'll gain confidence in your ability to coach. It's kind of like you're building that muscle. The class will develop your ability to competently and successfully coach others. So you may use this training for group or private coaching. I presently do both. You can offer your services to other companies or integrate your training into your existing career. So I want to give you some examples. Some areas which will benefit your career are becoming a professional coach, maybe in the field of wellness, health, or lifestyle, becoming a yoga ambassador, and having the ability to lead trainings and workshops at your studio, the opportunity to coach to health clubs, companies, or nonprofits. Some areas which will benefit your personal life is that you'll find that you're able to move through challenges more quickly, and you're also creating opportunities for change. And finally, some areas which will benefit your existing business are being able to integrate coaching into your leadership and management style, and also to engage employees and help in their development.
So there's a lot of opportunities with this kind of a program and training and skills. Professionally, personally, and just all around, I think, to help everybody. That's awesome. Now, you mentioned the training is 12 weeks, and can you describe what a typical teleclass would be like?
Yes, like you mentioned, it's a 12-week teleseminar series, which begins on March 20th, and I know, Paula, you'll give those details at the end of our call. Everyone receives a syllabus to guide you through each week's agenda. There will be weekly reading assignments and homework from the manual and a yoga supplement. The calls are extremely interactive and will include one coach-the-coach demo session each week, with participants having multiple opportunities to play the role of a coach, a client, and an observer. In addition, you'll be paired up with a buddy to do a weekly check-in. And you can just check in or practice coaching or just receive support. And as a graduate of this program, you will then be certified as a core coach, core coaching for effective change. And this course is recognized by Yoga Alliance for non-contact hours and approved by the International Coach Federation for 24 credit hours.
Very good. I know that's a lot of information to take in, and I know we wanted to offer a sample coaching session today, and one of our participants, Jeff, has volunteered to be coached by you so people can see and hear what a coaching session would be like. Jeff, are you available? Are you on the line with us to be coached?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Sasha, I'm going to let you take over and give a sample coaching session with Jeff.
Great, thank you. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Sasha.
I just want to let everyone know that Jess is in our present 12-week program going on, and she has graciously volunteered even though she just had a flat tire. So I hope that you were able to ground with us, and really appreciate you taking the time to do this. So I'm curious, what's up for you, and how may I support you today?
Thanks, Sasha. I would like to work on feeling grounded despite multiple projects. I know everyone has multiple projects, but as we talked about on the calls, I feel like my feet are kind of in two different worlds. And today was supposed to be a vacation day, and of course, I filled it up with my non-day job activities, and I'm feeling a little scattered.
Yeah, I can sense that, and I know how much you have on your plate. So I'm curious, Jess, what does grounding look and feel like to you?
It feels like a big tree, like a big oak tree, and freedom to connect to the earth.
And where do you actually feel that sense of grounding in your body? Can you describe it in a somatic way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I feel it in, like, the base of my pelvis, kind of, like, between my navel and my pubic bone, like, rooting me down.
Great. And what are some tools that you own or that you turn to in times where you feel scattered with your feet in two different worlds to bring you a sense of groundedness?
I like to close my eyes and take a deep breath. And I usually like to use essential oils to kind of get me out of my head and get me smelling something yummy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and if I can, I like to walk barefoot on the grass or on the sand. But I think there maybe I could develop more tools to feel grounded between these two worlds.
Mm. You must live somewhere warm where you're walking barefoot in the sand.
Yes.
And I know that you live in LA, so I'm just jealous. That's awesome. So it sounds like you've got a menu of tools to turn to when you're feeling that you're needing more grounding. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes.
Okay, great. And so you talked about getting a sense of grounding and you're feeling like your feet are in two different worlds. Can you say just briefly a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I guess I feel in some ways, even though my day job is still in the yoga industry, that I have two competing priorities. And my heart wants to go with my passion around teaching and now potentially coaching and the book project I'm working on and Reiki. And it feels so rich and delicious and inviting. And it makes me sad that I'm not able to spend the amount of time on those activities that I would like. And when I'm in my more day job, I feel like I'm not doing that as effectively as I could. I don't feel that guilty, but I just feel a sense of, I wish I could be doing something else. And when can I finish my to-do list that I can actually, like, you know, brush my hands together and be like, okay, I'm done with this. I'm ready to move on. And just for instance, one more detail, I have a Reiki circle this weekend on Saturday, which I'm so excited about. It's 2 days from now, and I haven't sent a single newsletter or posted it on Facebook because every day it's on my list, and yet it becomes the lowest priority.
I just want to take a moment to acknowledge how much you are doing and the ways in which you're showing up, not only for yourself and for your students. And as I've gotten to know you over past weeks, I know you're very, very diligent, very present, very aligned with your work. And when I hear you talk about this struggle, I'm curious, my aha moment came when you said that you feel sadness. Can you say a little bit more about that feeling, that emotion?
Yeah, that's a good insight because I am feeling really sad right now. And I'm not entirely sure where it's coming from, but I'm feeling like a weepiness and kind of like I want to bow my head and maybe close my heart in a little bit. I feel like I've just been serving so much in these different ways. And I don't know. I don't know if it's exhaustion or if it's just sadness for not being able to do what I fully want to do.
So, yeah, I can totally relate to that because sometimes when we are depleted and we are exhausted, we can feel a sense of sadness. The tears can come, and oftentimes it's difficult to discern the two.
Mm-hmm.
So what is one thing that you can do in the next 24 hours that will provide you some relaxation, some just time,
mm-hmm.
and sort of step away from the litany of obligations that you have on a daily basis? What's one thing that would serve you?
I can do Supta Baddha Konasana and drink a cup of tea tonight.
Soup to Bata and drinking while you're on your back? Wow.
No, but I mean, like, get it, like, make a cup of tea, like, go to my meditation room, do my restorative pose.
Sorry. Okay. I know. I just visualized you drinking tea on your back in Supta Baddha Konasana.
Yeah, that'd be pretty dangerous.
That much kind of dangerous. Yeah, I wouldn't support that. And so how does that, when can you do that? When do you have time in your day to do that?
When I get done teaching tonight, I can do that at like 8 o'clock when I get home.
Okay. And how does that feel to you by committing to that?
That feels spacious.
Spacious. Great. So if you would, wouldn't mind starting with an I am committed to statement and complete it with what you're going to bring in for Jeff's time tonight.
Mm-hmm. I am going to do Supta Baddha Konasana at 8 o'clock tonight to take care of myself for at least 5 minutes.
Okay, and I'm going to challenge you. Can you take care of yourself for 15?
Yes. I commit to taking care of myself for 15 minutes.
Good, because you're worth it.
Yeah.
You're absolutely worth it. And the more you nurture and take care of yourself, the more you're going to be able to nurture and take care of so many others that look to you for guidance,
mm-hmm.
for teaching, et cetera. Great.
Mm.
So I support that, and I know I'm hopeful that will make you feel better. When can I check in with you to see that you completed this little challenge?
Mm-hmm. It'd be great to hear from you tomorrow morning over email and just make sure I did it tonight.
Great. Well, I will absolutely do that, and I have no doubt that you will do this because, like I said, you are so worth it. And finding time for rest and nurturance is essential.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jess, what was your biggest takeaway from our very, very brief session today?
That when I'm tired and worn out, I can have mixed emotions and, you know, the sadness and the exhaustion. And that it's really hard for me to take care of myself. It's hard for me to take care of myself. But it's something I want to do that's important to me.
Great. Well, again, thank you so much for volunteering to be a part of this call today, and I absolutely will check in with you tomorrow.
Great.
Okay, thanks, Jess.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jess. Everybody, I hope you heard that transformation in Jess. I know I absolutely did when Sasha I had that aha moment on coaching opportunity of hearing Jess say that she had that feeling of sadness. And just in that brief amount of time, she was able to turn it around to what she could do to bring herself to an opening of feeling spacious. So that was truly amazing, I think. I'd like to, at this time, for everybody to open it up to questions and answers. So Sasha or myself can answer any questions that you might have.
So I'm just wondering if this is going to be the 12-week course that we do, because I was signed up with Carrie McElwee or Carrie Martello for Kahneman
mm-hmm.
to do this. And it kept getting canceled because there wasn't enough interest. And then I heard that it got turfed to April. And so I'm
yes.
curious, now am I a part of your group?
This call is to give you information about it. So if you have not registered yet, no. You can register for the class that starts on March 20th. For the registration for the upcoming classes, there'll be a class starting on April 22nd and another one on May 14th. You could register for whatever class you'd like to register for.
Oh, okay, because I know I'm registered with Carrie in April, but I would like to do
okay.
it sooner. So could I do
okay.
it through with you?
Yeah, we can take care of that. We'll have a conversation later about this, and this is
perfect.
Therese.
Yes.
Is this Therese? Okay.
I'm
writing
yes,
down your phone number so I can call you back in a little while.
okay.
the class that Sasha has is starting on March 20th, and it's a 2 p.m. Eastern start time. So I'll give you a call later after this phone call, and we'll talk privately about the registration process.
Okay, thank you.
Did you have any questions about the program itself, or does anybody else have any questions about the program itself?
I have one. This is Nicole.
Okay.
My focus has been nutrition for a long time. I actually run a juice bar inside my yoga studio, so I kind of had that up as well. And so I was wondering if is there any kind of overlap where the health part of it comes into it, or is it just like more coaching, emotional coaching?
I'll take that one, Paula. Hi, Nicole.
Please do.
Thanks for offering up that question. So through the course of the 12 weeks, you're learning the skills and principles that are going to allow you to become a mentor coach. Once you decide to take that coaching on and wear that hat, you're certainly able to design any niche that you want. We will not specifically talk about any specific niches,
mm-hmm.
But it's more about certifying you and putting you in this training to learn the skills that you can apply to any segment that speaks to you, whether it's health and nutrition, wellness, whatever you want. Does that make sense? So we keep
yeah.
it broad in the sense of, wow, what's possible for me? But then
mm-hmm.
once we get to the end, and you're like, oh, I really want to be a mentor coach, and how would this serve me to work with my clients who I presently coach, I'll just use that word, in a nutritional capacity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It overlaps
yeah, like
anywhere.
Okay. That sounds good.
Thank you.
So can I ask, once we're done with this, it's a certification to mentor coach. And then I think you mentioned something else about going on further and becoming a life coach. But I don't really know what the difference is and all. I mean, is there somewhere to go on after this class and go further with the education and certification?
Paula, do you want to take that one?
I was going to defer to you.
Okay, no problem. I'll take it. So, just learning the length. And what's your name, please?
I'm Therese Shanley.
Hi, Therese. Learning the language of this industry, life and mentor coaching are synonymous. In this particular program, we use the phrase mentor coach. But I've been a life coach long before this program, and they're completely one and the same. Okay? So in this particular 12-week program, you will be certified as a mentor coach, life coach, again, whichever phrase lands better with you. There are always opportunities for continuing education, and you will be well-resourced through the Coach Training Alliance to further your education. But I can guarantee that you will be ready after this 12-week series, 12 weeks in this program, to start your coaching business.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. Great question.
Are there any additional questions?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know the classes are 90 minutes long. It's 12 weeks. As I mentioned, Sasha's next class starts on March 20th. That's 2 weeks from today. And it's a 2 p.m. Eastern start time. If you would like to register, you can contact me at 888-432-4121, extension 5, or you can email me at paula@coachtrainingalliance.com. I'd like to thank you all, and I'd like to thank Sasha for helping give information and do that stellar coaching session, and Jess for volunteering for that. Thank you all so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Paula. Thanks for your time, everyone. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste.